The book of Hebrews 13:9. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods, which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, and again, not by food. We can strengthen our heart with grace. And let us look at the identification of grace in some interesting definitions that Pastor Arkady gives us. Grace is the law and commandments replacing, canceling, and independent of the law of Moses. The law and commandments. Grace is the law and commandments And the reason is because it was before the law of Moses, and during the time of the law of Moses, people found grace as well. And we live in the era of grace today also, but there are few who are actually under the law of grace. They continue to be under the law of the curse of the law of Moses, because you can't speak with them as saints, as those that are under grace. You need to talk to them as a sinner. In other words, you have no right to raise your hand against your wife, because this is a sensitive vessel and requires love. And a person says, well, it doesn't really matter. And the wife can then turn to authorities of the world for these things. And unfortunately, this person is under the law, the curse of the law, and not under the law of grace. Why is it that you need to speak with someone using the law of Moses and not the law of grace? Because he's under this curse of the law. People who are under the law of grace, they perfectly understand everything immediately. Giving God your tithes and your offerings is one of the most ancient of commandments of grace that is independent of the law. One of the first commandments in the law of grace is giving God your tithes and offerings, and we know Abraham brought a tenth of the best of his produce to the Jerusalem king Melchizedek. He honored him. The question is, who told Abraham to bring this a tenth of it, and why not a third or an eighth or a 20%? In the law, it says give a tenth. But who told Abraham to do this? We know here that he was under the law of grace, and in this number 10, this number 10 symbolizes the holiness of the Lord. And it, of course, reflected, it was found in the law of Moses, but before the law of Moses, it was under this law of grace. And he saw that Enoch was the seventh from Adam, and our father Abraham, and not just Adam, but Noah, from whom all people on earth came, he was the tenth from Adam. And when the floods came, only in the first day of the tenth month, when the holiness of the Lord was fully satisfied, was a small tip of a mountain shown. This was the first day of the tenth month. God said that my anger was satisfied. Do we want our life to have such dedication so that on this first day of the 10th month, God can have quenched his hunger and thirst? Because he said, bring your tithes and your offerings into the storehouse. Will I not pour out blessing upon you? And we have the choice. If we're under the law of grace, then we want the heavens to be opened and that the Lord pour out his imperishable inheritance blessings upon us. Or we can forsake the law of grace and be either under the law of Moses or forsake all the laws. And, of course, the Lord will then open up his heavens, and it will not be blessing that will cover us then, but the waters of judgment. And so giving our tithes and offerings to God is one of the most ancient of the commandments of grace that was before the law and is independent of the law. It did find its place also in the law. By giving our first fruits to God, a third identification that Pastor gives us, by giving our first fruits to God, we return this grace to Him and demonstrate godliness before Him. As we can see, just as the law of grace, the law of Moses, also the law of works, it requires that something be given back to God. And what do we give back to Him? His grace, where we demonstrate our godliness before Him. Jesus said, your righteousness needs to surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees. What is the difference between our righteousness and that of the scribes and Pharisees? They pay their tithe. And the tithe is the law of works. They're doing something for God so that God give them something. We don't pay God. We are under the law of grace. We honor Him. We worship before Him. And so our tithes are different in that our deeds, our acts, they follow us, and the fruit goes ahead of us, the fruit of our spirit. And in this fruit, we state before God that I don't buy you, I don't pay you, I honor you, and if you find a need to bless me, then that is your will and your decision when and how. I don't want to buy you. Why? Because we are under the law of grace, and our righteousness needs to exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees that is founded upon the law of works. Ours is by faith in grace, where there are deeds, but they follow us, and ahead of us is our fruit. The next is grace that we return to God upon His conditions is food for both God and our heart. Every time we give according to the law of grace, our tithes, our offerings, this is His food. And you know, you can offer food differently. The law of works, it is placed into a bowl and forced in front of God. The law of grace, it satisfies, it quenches His hunger and thirst, and does not force it before God, whether He wants it or not. It honors God, and God experiences great satisfaction. And we hear in many of the sermons, the kings, they always had people who surrounded them who were wine bearers, who would offer or bring food before the king. And they had a way of doing this. They had to have the right behavior, the right clothing, the right mannerisms, and correctly be brought before the king or the monarch. And if this was in some way broken or some way did not happen the way it was required to happen, they were put to death. Grace that is received upon the conditions of God, but not returned upon His conditions, is grace that is wasted in vain. Grace that is wasted on obtaining materialistic goods is grace that is turned to dissipation. And finally, perceiving materialistic blessings as an arsenal of grace belongs to the series of profane teachings. Right now we will sing a psalm and we will thank God that we have the great privilege of demonstrating before God that we are under the law of grace and not the law of Moses. Again, we can read this place. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace. Not with foods, that's perishable food, which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Right now, we will establish our heart with grace by taking part in the service. Let us stand up and sing before God and rejoice before His holy face.
Oh,
Stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. You may be seated.